If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hey, when does the show start?
Okay, let's begin.
1, 2, 3, 4!
It's time for 4 hours of intellectually immature nonsense.
What's this monkey business going on today?
This is The Bailey Show.
Okay, let's do this.
The BS.
Let's go, you dumb idiots.
With Bailey.
I say I'm an idiot all the time if I screw up.
Nikki D.
She's Nikki D.
She's an influencer.
Hey.
And Nelson.
Classic Nelson. This show's when the pressure was on.
Son of a... The Bailey Show. On 98 Rock.
All right. Here it is, a Friday, the 5th day of January, 2024. Thanks for being here. Good morning. My name's Jason Bailey. Right there, that's Nikki D.
That is me.
There's Nelson.
Good morning.
And on the other side of the glass, that is Kyle. Big thanks to Kyle walking in, and Starbucks for everyone this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
Very, very sweet. Shoots us all a text at like 4 in the morning. Going to hit up Starbucks on my trek over. Would you all like some? Absolutely. That's a very, very nice young man. So thank you very, very much there, Kyle. All right. Give us a like, share, follow on social media at Listen to the BS. We do stream the show during the program as we get our footing on the live stream. We've been playing around with how long, when to do it, and whatnot. So I think today we're going to try between 7 and 9.
Just before 7 o'clock, we'll fire it up.
If that's the plan, right? All right. If you want to jump on our Facebook page /listen to the BS, you can do that. Also, the 98 Rock Facebook page. More Burke Kreischer tickets. We'll give those out close at 8 o'clock with Game of Tones. We have a special guest joining us for Game of Tones this morning. And more opportunities for you to get registered for the flyaway to Las Vegas to see the Scorpions. Listen in for the patented Scorpions Wind of Change whistle. And then when you hear that, be caller 18, and we will set you up there. So... I don't have my phone number in front of me, so I can't give it. Oh, there it is. 916-909-0985. You know, I'll never memorize that number.
Nope. Never. You should have that number memorized.
It probably is memorized, but as soon as you go to try and rapidly recall it when you need it the most, that's when it's...
How many?
It says it every day, 916-909-0985.
I understand that. How many phone numbers do you have? If I were to take away your phone, could you call 5 people with numbers memorized?
I don't say the numbers out loud every day, but I can call my mother, my father, my grandmother, numbers that I've said for many years.
They've had the same number for, you know, it's funny. I could, I mean, my grandmother's now gone, but I could call her phone number.
You know, that's the number you know because you dialed it so many times, you said it so many times. Yeah. Like those are 3 numbers that I can call right now with no problem.
Actually, I think... Because of the way we are now with not memorizing numbers because they're in our contacts, it's better before to memorize the stuff because you had to.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You didn't have
a
safety
cell phone,
net.
You had to go to a payphone.
I still remember, like, the only number, I don't even know my daughter's phone number. Like, that's not even memorized in my head. My son's, my mom's, no.
I don't have Penelope.
Do you have Rach's memorized at least?
Rach's is the only one that I have.
Okay.
You know, because
it's somebody.
Because it's easy to know.
Hopefully she'll answer.
Right.
But I could call my grandmother's phone number. I could call my high school girlfriend's old home phone. I could call... one of my best friends when I was a kid, like 8, and I could call, there was one other one. What was the other one? There was another one that I could call. Oh, my home phone.
Okay.
When I was a kid growing up in Maryland. I mean, like when I was a kid. I mean, up until 11. After that, forget about it.
592-1833.
Right, exactly. And my address. I knew my address, too.
Yeah, I still know all of my addresses back home.
I couldn't even tell you the address that I lived at just a year ago. I forgot. I had to put it on some paperwork the other day, and I had to ask Rach, and she had to tell it to me. I could tell you the address that I grew up in Maryland as a kid, but I couldn't tell you the address of my Atlanta address a year ago.
Yeah, I still know that's mine, but yeah, some of my addresses before my last one, I don't know. I don't remember those.
Absolutely bonkers. All right, so lots to do today. We'll have some fun going into our first weekend of 2024. So this Stanley Cup thing, I say Stanley Cup, and Nikki D, you think?
The cup with the straw in it that I want bad.
Right. I say Stanley Cup. Nelson, you think?
I think the trophy, the most honored trophy in sports.
Right, me too. I as well. I say probably to Kyle as well. He'd probably think Stanley Cup hockey, right? Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, Stanley Cup now means those big tumblers.
Yep, with the big straws.
Right, which have been around forever. Like, the brand Stanley has been around. I mean, that's like stuff that our grandparents used.
Yeah, like when you think of a thermos and a man going to a manual labor job, that green thermos with a handle on it, that's a Stanley.
That's a Stanley. You think of your uncle going to work and he's got that metal, you know, lunchbox.
Yes.
And he's got a soup thermos.
And his old lady packed the lunch for him.
My old lady gave me a good lunch today.
Right.
Your old lady.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Got it back, put it in the back of the Dodge. You know, that's what you think Stanley.
Yes.
Right? I'd even go Staples, you know, for a staple gun. Stanley.
Right. Yes.
All right. Well, now Stanley, the tumblers, it was like a short span of everybody spending ridiculous amounts of money on Yeti tumblers.
Mm-hmm.
And now everyone wants to spend the exact same ridiculous amount of money on Stanley tumblers.
Well, Stanleys are actually cheaper than Yetis.
Are they really?
Yes. They're only
$45. $45 only? For a cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, those Yetis were $100. You know, you bought me two of them.
No, the cups weren't $100. No way. They were about you just told me. I bought them for you. Right. I bought them for you. They were not nowhere near $100. They were about the same price.
Maybe of the same size. You don't have one that's the size of the ones that are going now, right? Those gigantic.
I have a small Yeti that he got me, and then I have one of the larger ones.
Really? 30 ounce?
Yeah, when I was pricing them to buy for my friend, it was almost $100.
You want
to
tell him why you have two for me?
Oh, because he spelled my name wrong on the first one.
She showed me that.
After working with me for years and years and years, he had no clue how to spell my name.
Man just told you he lived in a house for 10 years, didn't know the damn address.
It's fine. Okay. It's fine. He doesn't even know your last name. I don't feel bad
anymore. He doesn't know. I don't know that he knows any of my name other than the Nelson that I've given him.
Thank God it's on your truck now.
Right.
I'd really be lost. So these cups are going like hotcakes, and I guess Starbucks and Target. So here's what I didn't understand. You know, this has been going on for the last couple days. Stanley teams up with Target and Starbucks, and they
the Starbucks that are inside of Target stores.
Oh, okay. So it's just those Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Okay, yes. I did not know that.
Yes.
All right. So there's a special edition. Right. Stanley Cup. Now, I'm a little bit in the know with this stuff because my daughter is in that wheelhouse.
She's plugged in.
And she's got probably 15 of these things.
She has some cute ones. She is the one who made me want one of those cups. I had seen people with them, but we came over to your house for something that we did, and I saw her cup, and I was like, that is cute. What is that one? And she's like, this is the Stanley. I said, oh, I want one of those.
Here's what I know about the Bailey House of Awesome, okay, is that y'all are way too into coffee cups. Because they moved here and they had all this extra stuff, right? So Bailey goes, hey, I got a bunch of stuff. Can I give this stuff to you? I know that you don't have a lot of dishes and everything. I'm like, yeah. And he gives me like these four really kick-ass pans, right?
Uh-huh.
And then 30 cups. Cups with lids, cups that don't have lids, insulated cups, cups with Rach's old business on it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm telling you, I have a whole cabinet in my apartment of just coffee mugs and cups.
Don't be surprised if this weekend you see a lot of those on Facebook Marketplace being sold by Nelson Flyer. I have a feeling. So these cups, these specialty cups for the Starbucks and Target, people are going nuts for these things. And there's a limited edition, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what makes them special, I guess, because they're limited edition, of course, but, you know, they're pink or whatever. And
For, like, their pink drink?
Yes. They're pink. The stainless steel, it says Stanley on it, Starbucks on it. And they're actually really cute. I'm mad I didn't get one.
But you know, you can go to like TJ Maxx is a whole section
of knockoffs.
Same
thing.
The knockoffs
for $19, if even.
Yes.
Mm-mm. The knockoffs are not the same. I bought one over the Christmas break, and it's not my straw bent.
Oh my God!
No way! No way!
That won't be happening to one Nikki D.
I threw the entire cup in the trash.
Oh hell yeah, you do!
I sure did.
You should have a ceremony and burn it and sacrifice a virgin.
Bootleg.
Well, I don't mind a good bootleg. Mm-mm. You know, and if you're going to comment on my cup, then, you know, you and I can have some hands, but, you know.
Have some hands.
So this has gotten so nuts and out of control. And these cups, I mean, they're going for like $50. They're $49.95, yep. Which, you know, in the whole scheme of things, not horrible if you're into that world, right?
And if you use it every day.
Right. But this is the brilliance of marketing and only get while supplies last and how we tick. And I got to tell you, I'm not going to pretend that I'm not that guy. I am that guy. I was groomed as that get it while you can get it. You want to get it if nobody else has it. As a kid, I was always on the hunt for the toy, blah, 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 blah. So this has gotten so out of control that the people that were able to get these specialty Stanley cups at the Starbucks in Target across the country are reselling them on the internet.
Yes.
Between $200 and $300.
I'm looking at one right now that's $600.
$600.
$600 they have it listed on eBay for. Ridiculous.
Is there, okay, so they've been doing these specialty cups for a while. Is there a resale? Is there a, you know, memorabilia type of kind of mindset to it?
It's gonna be like Beanie Babies. You know, in that for a while, people are like, oh, these are going to be a collector's item. And then they were a collector's item, but now most of those are worth nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
So there's going
It's not going to be like a Babe Ruth rookie card.
No, there will be a Stanley bubble.
They're releasing, I know, different colors for Starbucks. So like the one I'm looking at was the Christmas edition they released. This one was red. It's going for $600. It's nothing special about it.
Just red.
Just a red Starbucks cup that says Stanley.
But you have it, $600. And they don't.
Right, because it's limited edition, and they're not reselling. So they're not going to come out with more because they ran out. Yeah. Once they're gone, they're gone.
So when we, over the break, and we took a quick trip to Monterey, and we had to I had to pop into Target because I forgot a belt. And which, by the way, good for you, Target. This is my new favorite belt. $13 mm-hmm. for this belt. I've worn it every day to work. It's my favorite belt.
Can't beat a good belt.
You're right?
Cannot beat a good belt.
And this belt is replacing a belt that I've had since 1992.
Right.
How have you kept up with a belt since 1992?
Because
it's a damn good belt.
You invest in a good belt, and then it will last you forever.
I can tell you where I got it. I can see it on the rack. I got it at a store. Some of you might remember the store Oak Tree.
I don't.
And it was like a Chess King, you know, before Structure, Express.
Okay.
Okay. So Express, before Express was Structure. Yep.
Okay.
And before Structure, it was called Chess King.
Gotcha.
Okay. And when I say before, they were just bought out by different companies. Mm-hmm. And then
renamed.
And then Express owns all of them. You know, it used to be for ladies Benetton, you know, with the different circles and the colors, yep. Right? You know, that's now Express for women and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the belt there, and it's been with me for, you know, do the math.
Dang, I've kept
worn it every day.
Nothing that long, mm-hmm. Not one item.
That's a good investment.
I've kept a belt where it got so worn that the tip, like, broke off at, like, the punches,
mm-hmm.
And then you just kind of scoot it over some more and put another punch in.
This belt has been with me so long. It, like, I don't weigh myself. I just use the belt.
See how far you've come.
Yeah, somebody told me that. My nutritionist years and years ago told me that. He's like, you don't need to weigh yourself. I mean, you can weigh yourself every once in a while. But he's like, if you want to gauge your weight, gauge it by your belt. And your belt, like, if you're trying to lose weight, try to get to the hole before. And you can see on this belt, fat Jason,
uh-huh.
Not so fat Jason.
Yeah.
Notice I didn't say skinny, but not so fat Jason.
And you say you lost this belt?
No. I didn't bring it with me to Monterey.
Oh.
My point was that the story was I went into Target to get it, and I had passed by in the middle of the aisle. They had these Stanley cups.
Oh, they had some.
Not these, though. They were different. They were.
Okay.
It was actually pretty cool. It was like white with like party speckles on it.
Oh, uh-huh. Nice.
And I was going
A friend of mine got that. She posted it.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like black and pink. And mm-hmm. Kind of 80s looking. And I And I regret it not buying it for my daughter. Just, oh, you know, as yeah. a, hey, you know, this is, looks cool.
You've got enough cups.
Yeah, at our house, dude, I'm telling you.
You can never have too many tumblers.
You can never have enough tumblers.
You just can't.
And the thing that bothers me about this, because, like, she just took a trip back to Georgia, and she didn't realize that you can bring a reusable
cup with
yeah, as long as it's empty, right?
Okay. Yeah,
it's
PSA.
And so she, all of her cups, because this is the trend, is to have these Stanley cups, but with the big plastic straw.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
they go nuts for that straw.
You don't want that on the side of your backpack while traveling. Mm-hmm. You want the sports flip.
Right.
Yes.
Right. No, I'll be fine. Okay. What do I know?
Nothing.
What do I know?
Nothing.
All right. Well, this isn't done. The story of this conversation is not done because it's making people go crazy. And when I say making people go crazy, it created a brawl. So we'll get you some audio from the Starbucks Target Stanley Cup brawl.
It's wild.
It is nuts. And a very interesting thing happened during this brawl, which I always talk about stopping people from stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. The observation I made about this brawl over the Stanley Cup. And if you've ever collected something that you have made that's made you like crazy addicted, I'm curious on what it was. I'm assuming it's going to be from when you were a kid, right?
Yeah, probably so. That's when we really was into collecting things and you had to have them and find them.
Right. All right. 916-909-0985. If you want to start us off, give us a minute here. Hang on. Hypothetical. If a coworker of yours, even a friend, has an unusual thing that sticks out on their body, do you say something?
If you're close, maybe, and they don't know it sticks out.
But how do you know they don't know? Or how do you know they know?
Because depending on what it is, I'm sure if it sticks out, they can see it.
I don't know. Because, like, don't you normally, if you've got something, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, this large thing on your lip.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It just.
Wow. Wow.
If it's on your lip, you know it's there.
Right? Let's just say that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say that coworker knows it's there.
Okay. Well, don't you think that coworker would, you know, kind of cut it off and just say, oh my God, I got this thing, so it's out in the open?
No. They wouldn't say it.
I would think that coworker already thought it was out in the open, and as that coworker got into the building and saw a reflection of themselves, they said, this is going to be brought up at some point.
Yeah, but
you know a lot about what this coworker thinks.
If I put myself into the mind of that coworker.
Oh, okay.
But do you think, what if they've got a matching one about an inch and a half north?
What, like around their cheek area?
No, like around their nostril.
Yeah, like right under their nostril.
I don't know. That says they have to know that's there too, especially if they wash their face. They probably don't, but if they do.
This coworker does actually wash their face. Thank you.
I don't know. A lot of people don't have washcloths, I found out. So.
All right.
Well, that's white people.
Okay. So with that being said, Nelson, did you know?
Is this me? Am I the coworker?
That you have two large protruding things sticking out from your lip.
I thought
you
were making fun of my nose ring. I do have one by my nostril.
And your lip.
I know the lip one. It hurts.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you
look
knew.
Look at that one on my...
What have you been doing? Did you get a hold of some bad stuff?
I think you need to reword that. What have you not been doing?
I mean, right?
No, she's saying
that
putting my face in place I shouldn't have been putting
that
my face.
That he shouldn't have been.
Oh.
That looks like a hurt bump.
Yep. It's a hurt bump. You.
Hurt bump. Hurt bump. I like that.
You guys got some Valtrex on you? Anybody?
It's a protruding.
God, I got to give it to him on that one.
That's, yeah.
Give him his flowers while he's here. Bro, Trudy.
All right, let me get to this brawl over the Stanley Cups before I forget. All right, so the Stanley Cup's a big deal, right? And the Starbucks and Targets, they have these limited editions, and you're probably not going to find them now. They're going for $50. If you want to find one, they're online. People are reselling them all the way up to, as Nikki was just saying, $600.
Mm-hmm.
So don't know which location this was at, but there's a long line of people waiting to get these cups. You know, not everybody's trying to get the cops. I mean, some people are just trying to get coffee, I'm assuming. And the video, I don't know how much audio you got from this.
About 38 seconds. It's ends with her going, like, look at this. And, right.
So it starts out with actually two people arguing in line, and one of the two people not even involved in what would then become the brawl. This woman is yelling at this guy, like, you know, you cut in front of us, which I... Couple things I can't stand what adults do. When you talk about cutting in front of you, I mean, that's stuff you argue about in middle school. That and the word bullying. Like, adults should never use these terms.
No, I don't agree with that. If we're standing in a formed line for a reason and you just walk to the front as if you don't see all these people standing here, oh, I'm going to say something to you.
Okay, you can say something. That's not what I said. I'm saying you can say something, but you don't use terminology like, you cut in front of me. No cuts, no butts, no candy and nuts.
Well, how else are you going to say it?
Excuse me, but I think you are not in the right place in line.
No, you cut the line.
You do it like an adult.
Butt to the end. Get out of here.
You don't say butts. You know, that's something that you argue. You know, you butt in line. You butt in line. Oh. You know, if you want to practice on this conversation, fly Southwest, right? Because everybody's trying to figure out what number they are. The worst process for boarding a plane ever. Yes. Southwest has the worst. Whoever invented that should be hit upside the head with a salami. Mm-hmm. Stupidest. It is just inviting altercation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got 46 and you've got 47. Well, I want to make sure I want to look at your ticket. So now they're looking at your ticket with personal information on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you got to scrounge through your stuff. And it's just such a hassle. Anyway, not the point. So as these two are arguing, this guy jumps out of line over the counter and steals a box of Stanley, or tries to steal a box of Stanley Cups. This Starbucks was like right when you go in the entrance of this Target, which I've never seen one set up this way. Well, they're usually like to the right and they're kind of tucked to the left when you get in where the carts are to the right.
Uh-huh.
Usually you have the customer service and then the swimwear.
Right.
You know, this one was right in front of the door for the most part.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
To the left. So it was like a A to B straight shot from the door to the Starbucks.
Okay, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Which I didn't think
that does stick out. Yeah.
Smart, because you're going to have a line that's going to block traffic. So anyway, this guy gets the box and tries to leave the store. So this is kind of some of the audio from that.
Hey, and you're behind me. How
about
you?
Get him! Stop him! Stop him! Yeah, stop him! I didn't touch him!
Favorite part.
Stop her! She tried to grab my bag, you guys. Look at this, is insane. Look at this. He is insane.
How could this bitch be yelling, stop him, stop him, and then I didn't touch him. Want everybody to do your dirty work, right?
Yeah.
While she's filming the whole thing, instead of calling 911, you know, I mean, I don't expect you to jump in. So I've always said, if somebody's trying to steal something, anyway, the end result is this guy ended up stealing like one or two cups because the crowd took him down to the ground and they took it back. And there was like some phony fight that went on and nobody really threw hands or anything. And it was just so weird how the whole thing went down. Like, why the guy would do... I'm assuming the guy was doing this not to use the cups or get it for his daughter I would be doing.
No, to resell them.
To resell them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he didn't get away with a box of cups, but he got away with a couple. And he just walks out, you know, la-di-da-di-da. Nobody stopped him. I mean, there's like a crowd of people. I mean, there's like 30, 40 people watching this whole thing go down.
And Target, they normally have like security in their stores.
Yes. Well, they do here.
Mitigation, what do they call it?
Loss prevention,
yeah.
There's a different term they use.
Oh.
I think it's loss.
Mitigation would fit.
So I always say stop the thief, right? Somebody's stealing something, take them down to Chinatown. If something happens to them, so be it. They shouldn't be stealing stuff. That is an assault. You're stealing, you're threatening somebody by stealing your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And by law, they'd say they agree with me. So I applaud the guy, one guy in particular, for taking him down and taking the box out of his hands, right? Which, what I thought was an interesting observation is that you're not doing it anywhere else. Like, in any other stores, in the Bay Area, you go into Louis Vuitton or Lulu or whatever, and you just steal stuff and people film and don't do a damn thing. But oh my God, you take a Stanley Cup from a Starbucks.
They on your head.
So now we found out the trick of the trade. You will get taken down and you will be stopped if you're stealing something that is limited edition and people are waiting in line patiently for the most part to get.
Absolutely.
So it's more about the cutting, really, than anything else, I think, here. That's what we found out.
Well, no, he didn't cut in line.
Oh, he wasn't the cutter?
He was actually before the other two people that were arguing. That's why I said it started.
He just was trying to steal. There was another video where this lady and a guy got into it because he couldn't.
If a coworker of yours, even a friend, has an unusual thing that sticks out on their body. Do you say something?
If you're close, maybe, and they don't know it sticks out.
But how do you know they don't know? Or how do you know they know?
Because depending on what it is, I'm sure if it sticks out, they can see it.
I don't know. Because, like, don't you normally, if you've got something, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, this large thing on your lip. Okay. It just.
Wow.
Wow. If it's on your lip, you know it's there.
Right? Let's just say that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say that coworker knows it's there.
Okay. Well, don't you think that coworker would, you know, kind of cut it off and just say, oh my God, I got this thing, so it's out in the open?
No. They wouldn't say it.
I would think that coworker already thought it was out in the open, and as that coworker got into the building and saw a reflection of themselves, they said, "This is going to be brought up at some point."
Yeah, but
you know a lot about what this coworker thinks.
If I put myself into the mind of that coworker.
Oh, okay.
But do you think? What if they've got a matching one about an inch and a half north?
What, like around their cheek area?
No, like around their nostril.
Yeah, like right under their nostril.
I don't know. That says they have to know that's there too, especially if they wash their face. They probably don't, but if they do.
This coworker does actually wash their face. Thank you.
I don't know. A lot of people don't have washcloths, I found out. So.
All right. Well, that's white people.
Okay. So with that being said, Nelson, did you know?
Is this me? Am I the coworker?
That you have two large protruding things sticking out from your lip.
I thought
you
were making fun of my nose ring. I do have one by my nostril.
And your lip.
I know the lip one. It hurts.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you
Look
knew.
Look at that one on my...
What have you been doing? Did you get a hold of some bad stuff?
I think you need to reword that. What have you not been doing?
I mean, right.
No, she's saying
that
putting my face in place I shouldn't have been putting
that
my face.
That he shouldn't have been. Oh. That looks like a hurt bump.
Yep. It's a hurt bump. Screw you.
Hurt bump. Hurt bump. I like that.
You guys got some Valtrex on you? Anybody?
It's a protruding.
A protruding. God, I got to give it to him on that one. Give him his flowers while he's here. Bro, Trudy.
All right, let me get to this brawl over the Stanley Cups before I forget. All right, so the Stanley Cup's a big deal, right? And the Starbucks and Targets, they have these limited editions, and you're probably not going to find them now. They're going for $50. If you want to find one, they're online. People are reselling them all the way up to, as Nikki was just saying, $600.
Mm-hmm.
So don't know which location this was at, but there's a long line of people waiting to get these cups. You know, not everybody's trying to get the cups. I mean, some people are just trying to get coffee, I'm assuming. And the video, I don't know how much audio you got from this.
About 38 seconds. It ends with her going, like, look at this. And, right.
So it starts out with actually two people arguing in line, and one of the two people not even involved in what would then become the brawl. This woman is yelling at this guy, and like, you know, you cut in front of us, which I... Couple things I can't stand what adults do. When you talk about cutting in front of you, I mean, that's stuff you argue about in middle school. That and the word bullying. Like, adults should never use these terms.
No, I don't agree with that. If we're standing in a formed line for a reason and you just walk to the front as if you don't see all these people standing here, I'm going to say something to you.
Okay, you can say something. That's not what I said. I'm saying you can say something, but you don't use terminology like, you cut in front of me. No cuts, no butts, no candy and nuts.
Well, how else are you going to say it?
Excuse me, but I think you are not in the right place in line.
No, you cut the line.
You do it like an adult.
Butt to the end. Get out of here.
You don't say butts. You know, that's something that you argue, you know, you butt in line. Oh. You know, if you want to practice on this conversation, fly Southwest, right? Because everybody's trying to figure out what number they are. The worst process for boarding a plane ever. Yes. Southwest has the worst. Whoever invented that should be hit upside the head with a salami. Mm-hmm. Stupidest. It is just inviting altercation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got 46 and you've got 47. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to make sure I want to look at your ticket. So now they're looking at your ticket with personal information on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you got to scrounge through your stuff. And it's just such a hassle. Anyway, not the point. So as these two are arguing, this guy jumps out of line over the counter and steals a box of Stanley, or tries to steal a box of Stanley Cups. This Starbucks was like right when you go in the entrance of this Target, which I've never seen one set up this way. Usually
that's
they have
most of them.
Yeah.
Well, they're usually like to the right and they're kind of tucked to the left when you get in where the carts are to the right.
Uh-huh.
Usually you have the customer service and then the swimwear.
Right.
You know, this one was right in front of the door for the most part.
Oh, okay. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
To the left. So it was like a A to B straight shot from the door to the Starbucks.
Okay. That's right. What you're saying. Yeah.
Which I didn't think
that does stick out. Yeah.
Smart, because you're going to have a line that's going to block traffic. So anyway, this guy gets the box and tries to leave the store. So this is kind of some of the audio from that.
Hey, and you're behind me. How about you?
I didn't touch him. Favorite part.
Stop her. Somebody, she tried to grab my bag, you guys. Look at this. Is insane. Look at this. He is insane.
How could this bitch be yelling, stop him, stop him, and then I didn't touch him. Want everybody to do your dirty work, uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
While she's filming the whole thing, instead of calling 911.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't expect you to jump in. So I've always said, if somebody's trying to steal something, anyway, the end result is this guy ended up stealing like one or two cups because the crowd took him down to the ground and mm-hmm. they took it back. And there was like some phony fight that went on and nobody really threw hands or anything. And it was just so weird how the whole thing went down. Like why the guy would do. I'm assuming the guy was doing this not to use the cups or get it for his daughter like
no,
I would be doing.
To resell them.
To resell them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he didn't get away with a box of cups, but he got away with a couple. And he just walks out, you know, la-di-da-di-da. Nobody stopped him. I mean, there's like a crowd of people. I mean, there's like 30, 40 people watching this whole thing go down.
And Target, they normally have like security in their stores, I
yes.
thought.
Yes. Well, they do here.
Loss yeah. mitigation, what is it called?
Loss prevention.
Loss prevention, yeah.
There's a different term they use.
Oh.
Yeah, it's I think it's loss
mitigation would fit.
So I always say stop the thief. Right, somebody's stealing something, take them down to Chinatown. If something happens to them, so be it. They shouldn't be stealing stuff. That is an assault. You're stealing, you're threatening somebody by stealing your stuff. Mm-hmm. And by law, they'd say they agree with me. So I applaud the guy, one guy in particular, for taking him down mm-hmm. and taking the box out of his hands, right? Which, what I thought was an interesting observation is that you're not doing it anywhere else. Like in any other stores. In the Bay Area, you go into Louis Vuitton or Lulu or whatever, and you just steal stuff and people film and don't do a damn thing.
Oh.
But oh my God, you take a Stanley Cup from a Starbucks.
They on your head.
So now we found out the trick of the trade.
Uh-huh.
You will get taken down and you will be stopped
mm-hmm.
if you're stealing something that is limited edition
mm-hmm.
and people are waiting in line patiently for the most part. To get.
Absolutely.
So it's more about the cutting, really, than anything else, I think, here. That's what we found out.
Well, no, he didn't cut in line.
Oh, he wasn't the cutter?
He was actually before the other two people that were arguing. That's why I said it started.
He just was trying to steal. There was another video where this lady and a guy got into it because he cut in line, and she went and got the manager on him.
Oh, God.
Yeah, which this guy, I don't understand. He was only, like, two deep until he got to the register, I believe. So what was his intentions all along? Was his intentions all along to get up to the counter? Or did he wait for the right moment, uh-huh. which would have been the two people arguing, thinking that would be a distraction.
And then say, I'm going to grab it and run.
Because if that's the case, then I give him points. And I was pretty smart. And I was quick thinking.
Quick thinking, but it didn't work out for
improv me. Robbery.
Improv rob.
Right? You know, but so people steal anything else, go ahead and take it.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to do a damn thing. Don't you take my Stanley Cup.
You got to challenge him to a fight.
That's right. That's right.
Look, he looked like he was surprised to hear it.
Yeah. Let's go to the gender neutral toy aisle and get gender neutral weapons and have a gender neutral duel. I will be Burr. All right. First round of headlines. What do you got?
I'm going to tell you what new benefit was released in Cali and what Tony Award winning actress has passed.
All right. Get you two big stories from today. Start the live stream here in about 20 minutes on the BS Facebook as well as the 98 Rock Facebook page if you want to join us on that. Become a Bugar.
Bugar.
A Bugar. A Bugar. Thanks to what? Donna, right?
Donna, yep.
Donna the Bugar. Name her. All right. Get your headlines here in a minute. Hang on.
Stand by for news.
It's time for today's top two.
Headlines. Read all about it, baby. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
Headlines.
All right, first round of headlines. Big thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air, goodguysheatingcooling.com. Nikki D.
Healthcare for the undocumented has been approved. H1.
Undocumented people only had access to emergency services but didn't receive health insurance. It's why there's some concern. Most local officials are not okay with it, and they have a problem with it.
On January 1, California became the first state in the nation to provide universal health care to those immigrants that are undocumented. So starting this year, 750,000 adults between the ages of 26 and 49 are now eligible for Medi-Cal. And this is costing about $4 billion. So, of course, people are upset about it. They're saying there are people that are documented that are from here that can't afford health insurance, and they're trying to get this shut down.
Absolutely. 110%. Mm-hmm. Could not agree more. What's the reasoning? I mean, you can't just do something like this and have a good reason.
Well, they asked the governor, you know, if he would consider stopping it because of, you know, the complaints and the things, proposals that people are saying against it. And he said, no, he's standing behind the initiative and he wants it to go forward. Even though they're saying that the state is in a deficit, but he doesn't want to stop this program.
Yeah. Okay. I'm still I'm blown away. Like what's the reason? I mean, yes, I know to be a good human being, you want to help as many people out as possible. And you can't help everybody out.
Well,
you know, you got to help your own out first. And, you know, I think not only does Sacramento, but just about any city, big, small, in between, has a homeless problem.
Yes, they do.
And I guarantee they don't have health insurance.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even people that don't work for companies that work for themselves can't afford health insurance.
True.
You know, I've worked for myself before, and I've gone through the process. Actually, wasn't that bad, but you still got to take money out of your own pocket.
Yes,
and the return is not like if you do work for a company. You know, you've got to pay more monthly if you want a lower premium.
And aren't we still getting penalized at the end of the year if we don't have insurance?
I don't believe so.
We're not? Okay.
I don't. I remember that was a thing.
Yeah. I was like, what?
I was like, yeah, what?
Are you kidding me? I can't afford it and I'm going to have to be penalized?
I don't know. Every year I hear something new and it just blows my mind. It's like, I mean, there has to come a point in time where somebody needs to stand up and say, hey, let's take care of our own first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how are we going to do this? I always see all these solutions for the homeless problem, and I'm like, you know,
nothing put into place, though, that's making any difference.
Giving and giving and giving is not the answer. You know, training and getting those people back into those that want to get back into society, into mm-hmm. the workforce, that's the answer. A hand up, not a hand out.
Right.
You know, giving somebody $1 or $5 if you see him outside of a store, that's nice. You know what that does? That makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
And you know, it doesn't do anything for that person other than for that moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
And which is fine if you want to do something nice. I'm not saying don't do something nice. Random acts of kindness, you know, make the world go around. There's no doubt about it. But the end result is you have to give a hand up, not a hand out.
Right.
And now you're giving a hand out to people that don't even... haven't even gone through the process.
Right.
When you have people that have come to this country mm-hmm. that have gone through the process, yep. which is not an easy process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
it's not a cheap one either.
Right. They've jumped through rings of fire because they want to be a part of this great country.
Right.
And you have people that aren't doing that or refuse to do that or won't do that and will just go back to wherever they're from and they'll still have health insurance in the state of California.
It's crazy.
Absolutely amazing.
It's crazy.
You know, coming out of your pocket.
Yes.
Crazy, crazy.
So as just a quick before you move on, just to fix something that we just talked about a second ago, there is no longer a federal penalty for not having health insurance, but D.C., Massachusetts, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and California all will impose a state-level penalty to those who do not maintain health insurance and are not eligible for an exemption. And I haven't had a chance to dig far enough to tell you what that exemption is.
Okay, well, I'm making an announcement right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm revoking my citizenship to the United States of America. So I no longer have to pay for my health insurance.
You have health insurance.
But I pay for it.
You do, yeah.
Okay, so but
he wants it free.
I want it free. I want to revoke my citizenship.
Imagine this is how they get universal health care to pass, though.
I am now a no country man.
Is that what it is?
A no country man.
That's going to be my new country song.
It's actually a good country song.
It is, a no country man.
And I asked Brad Paisley to sing my song.
I love Brad Paisley.
All right, second story.
Miss Banks from Mary Poppins has sadly passed. H2.
Johns also felt the love for her work as Mrs. Banks in the 1964 classic Mary Poppins.
Well done, sister suffragette.
About a decade before Mary Poppins, she was featured in another Disney movie, The Sword and the Rose.
One of my favorite movies of all time is Mary Poppins.
Makes you happy, doesn't it?
It does. It's just a spoonful of sugar. Glynis Johns, she's a Tony Award-winning stage and screen star actress who played Miss Banks on Mary Poppins. She passed away, but she was 100 years old. Yeah. She lived an amazing life. She was in an assisted living facility in Los Angeles, and she passed away from natural causes.
How does Mary Poppins get into an assistant living facility and doesn't have like all the care in the world at her residence where she can pass in her bed?
Well, she wasn't Mary Poppins. She was Miss Banks.
Julie Andrews.
I mean, she was still in the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Well, probably because her family wasn't able to take care of her, depending on whatever her issues were. I'm sure she was in a nice one. She was in L.A.
Yeah, but you're not thinking she's still getting like royalties like you would from even if Mary Poppins would have been a new movie in the mid-90s.
But she did other things outside of that. I don't think she was in a bad way financially.
She was beautiful when she was younger.
She was.
Gorgeous.
And she had a great singing voice, too.
That was the time of day like where the cinematography was kind of cartoonish.
Uh-huh.
Very, you know, the dawning of color.
Right.
You know, when they...
Like they were adding color after the fact.
Right. And it was just like the really bright pastel-y type Easter Bunny colors, you know? All right. So I want to do something here next. I like to take care of my people. I like to take care of my crew. Y'all, my crew.
So what are you doing?
I've always wanted to be a part of a crew.
Yeah. Posse.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, there was something that was said by you, Nikki D, on this program. And Nelson took it upon himself, as the great executive producer he is, to replay it over and over again.
I have to have the meat.
A lot of feedback from the two peers on social media.
Mm-hmm.
They loved that drop.
Yes.
I had brought up the idea of, you know, that's a good piece. That's a good piece of sound. If I were a hamburger joint, I'd want to get that girl to endorse my product.
Yes.
So I thought I'd play with it last night a little bit and see how it would sound if, in fact, that were to come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got some examples.
Okay.
Of how it would sound if Nikki D were to endorse a hamburger joint.
It's so good.
I still don't even know how Nelson heard that. Sheesh.
All right, we'll do that here in a minute. Hang on. Right? Which, what I thought was an interesting observation is that you're not doing it anywhere else. Like, in any other stores. In the Bay Area, you go into a Louis Vuitton or a Lulu or whatever, and you just steal stuff and people film and don't do a damn thing. But oh my God, you take a Stanley Cup from a Starbucks.
They on your head.
So now we found out the trick of the trade.
Uh-huh.
You will get taken down and you will be stopped if you're stealing something that is limited edition and people are waiting in line patiently, for the most part, to get.
Absolutely.
So it's more about the cutting, really, than anything else, I think, here. That's what we found out.
Well, no, he didn't cut in line.
Oh, he wasn't the cutter?
He was actually before the other two people that were arguing. That's why I said it started.
He just was trying to steal. There was another video where this lady and a guy got into it because he cut in line, and she went and got the manager on him.
Oh, God.
Yeah, which this guy, I don't understand. He was only, like, two deep until he got to the register, I believe. So what was his intentions all along? Was his intentions all along to get up to the counter? Or did he wait for the right moment, uh-huh. which would have been the two people arguing, thinking that would be a distraction.
And then say, I'm going to grab it and run.
Because if that's the case, then I give him points. And I was pretty smart. And I was quick thinking.
Quick thinking, but it didn't work out for
Improv robbery.
Improv rob.
Right? You know, but so people steal anything else, go ahead and take it. Mm-hmm. Not going to do a damn thing. Don't you take my Stanley Cup.
You got to challenge him to a fight.
That's right. That's right.
Look, he looked like he was surprised to hear it.
Yeah. Let's go to the gender neutral toy aisle and get gender neutral weapons and have a gender neutral duel. I will be Burr. All right. First round of headlines. What do you got?
I'm going to tell you what new benefit was released in Cali and what Tony Award-winning actress has passed.
All right. Get you two big stories from today. Start the live stream here in about 20 minutes on the BS Facebook as well as the 98 Rock Facebook page if you want to join us on that. Become a Bugar.
Bugar.
A Bugar. A Bugar. Thanks to, what, Donna, right?
Donna, yep.
Donna the Bugar, namer. All right. Get your headlines here in a minute. Hang on.
Stand by for news.
It's time for today's top two.
All right, first round of headlines. Big thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air, goodguysheatingcooling.com. Nikki D.
Healthcare for the undocumented has been approved. H1.
Undocumented people only had access to emergency services but didn't receive health insurance. It's why there's some concern. Most local officials are not okay with it, and they have a problem with it.
On January 1, California became the first state in the nation to provide universal health care to those immigrants that are undocumented. So starting this year, 750,000 adults between the ages of 26 and 49 are now eligible for Medi-Cal. And this is costing about $4 billion. So, of course, people are upset about it. They're saying there are people that are documented that are from here that can't afford health insurance, and they're trying to get this shut down.
Absolutely. 110%. Mm-hmm. Could not agree more. What's the reasoning? I mean, you can't just do something like this and have a good reason.
Well, they asked the governor, you know, if he would consider stopping it because of, you know, the complaints and the things, proposals that people are saying against it. And he said, no, he's standing behind the initiative and he wants it to go forward. Even though they're saying that the state is in a deficit, but he doesn't want to stop this program.
Yeah. Okay. I'm blown away. Like what's the reason? I mean, yes, I know to be a good human being, you want to help as many people out as possible. You can't help everybody out.
Well,
you know, you got to help your own out first. And, you know, I think not only does Sacramento, but just about any city, big, small, in between, has a homeless problem.
Yes, they do.
And I guarantee they don't have health insurance.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even people that don't work for companies that work for themselves can't afford health insurance.
True.
You know, I've worked for myself before, and I've gone through the process. Actually, wasn't that bad, but you still got to take money out of your own pocket.
Yes,
and the return is not like if you do work for a company. You know, you've got to pay more monthly if you want a lower premium.
And aren't we still getting penalized at the end of the year if we don't have insurance?
I
don't believe so.
We're not? Okay.
I don't. I remember that. So that was a thing.
Yeah. I was like, what?
I was like, yeah, what?
Are you kidding me? I can't afford it and I'm going to have to be penalized?
I don't know. Every year I hear something new and it just blows my mind. It's like, I mean, there has to come a point in time where somebody needs to stand up and say, hey, let's take care of our own first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how are we going to do this? I always see all these solutions for the homeless problem, and I'm like, you know,
nothing put into place, though, that's making any difference.
Giving and giving and giving is not the answer. You know, training and getting those people back into those that want to get back into society, into mm-hmm. the workforce, that's the answer. A hand up, not a hand out.
Right.
You know, giving somebody $1 or $5 if you see him outside of a store, that's nice. You know what that does? That makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
And you know, it doesn't do anything for that person other than for that moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
And which is fine if you want to do something nice. I'm not saying don't do something nice. Random acts of kindness, you know, make the world go around. There's no doubt about it. But the end result is you have to give a hand up, not a hand out.
Right.
And now you're giving a hand out to people that don't even... haven't even gone through the process.
Right.
When you have people that have come to this country mm-hmm. that have gone through the process, yep. which is not an easy process.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's not a cheap one either.
Right. They've jumped through rings of fire because they want to be a part of this great country.
Right.
And you have people that aren't doing that or refuse to do that or won't do that and will just go back to wherever they're from and they'll still have health insurance in the state of California.
It's crazy.
Absolutely amazing.
It's crazy.
You know, coming out of your pocket.
Yes.
Crazy, crazy.
So right. As just a quick before you move on, just to fix something that we just talked about a second ago, there is no longer a federal penalty for not having health insurance, but D.C., Massachusetts, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and California all will impose a state-level penalty to those who do not maintain health insurance and are not eligible for an exemption. And I haven't had a chance to dig far enough to tell you what that exemption is.
Okay, I'm making an announcement right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm revoking my citizenship to the United States of America. So I no longer have to pay for my health insurance.
You have health insurance.
But I pay for it.
You do, yeah.
Okay, so but
he wants it free.
I want it free. I want to revoke my citizenship.
Imagine this is how they get universal health care to pass, though.
I am now a no country man.
Is that what it is?
A no country man.
That's going to be my new country song.
It's actually a good country song.
It is, a no country man.
And I asked Brad Paisley to sing my song.
I love Brad Paisley.
All right, second story.
Miss Banks from Mary Poppins has sadly passed. H2.
Johns also felt the love for her work as Mrs. Banks in the 1964 classic Mary Poppins.
Well done, sister suffragette.
About a decade before Mary Poppins, she was featured in another Disney movie, The Sword and the Rose.
One of my favorite movies of all time is Mary Poppins.
Makes you happy, doesn't it?
It does. It's just a spoonful of sugar. Glynis Johns, she's a Tony Award winning stage and screen star actress who played Miss Banks on Mary Poppins. She passed away, but she was 100 years old. Yeah. She lived an amazing life. She was in an assisted living facility in Los Angeles, and she passed away from natural causes.
How does Mary Poppins get into an assistant living facility and doesn't have like all the care in the world at her residence where she can pass in her bed?
Well, she wasn't Mary Poppins. She was Miss Banks.
Julie Andrews.
I mean, she was still in the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Well, probably because her family wasn't able to take care of her, depending on whatever her issues were. I'm sure she was in a nice one. She was in L.A.
Yeah, but you're not thinking she's still getting like royalties like you would from even if Mary Poppins would have been a new movie in the mid-90s.
But she did other things outside of that. I don't think she was in a bad way financially.
She was beautiful when she was younger.
She was.
Gorgeous.
And she had a great singing voice, too.
That was the time of day like where the cinematography was kind of cartoonish.
Uh-huh.
Very, you know, the dawning of color.
Right.
You know, when they...
Like they were adding color after the fact.
Right. And it was just like the really bright, pastel-y type Easter Bunny colors, you know? All right, so I want to do something here next. I like to take care of my people. I like to take care of my crew. Y'all, my crew.
So what are you doing?
I've always wanted to be a part of a crew.
Yeah. Posse.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, there was something that was said by you, Nikki D, on this program. And Nelson took it upon himself, as the great executive producer that he is, to replay it over and over again.
I have to have the meat.
A lot of feedback from the two peers on social media.
Mm-hmm.
They loved that drop.
Yes.
I had brought up the idea of, you know, that's a good piece. That's a good piece of sound. If I were a hamburger joint, I'd want to get that girl to endorse my product.
Yes.
So I thought I'd play with it last night a little bit and see how it would sound if, in fact, that were to come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got some examples.
Okay.
Of how it would sound if Nikki D were to endorse a hamburger joint.
So good. It's so good.
I still don't even know how Nelson heard that. Sheesh.
All right. We'll do that here in a minute. Hang on. Blows my mind. It's like, there has to come a point in time where somebody needs to stand up and say, hey, let's take care of our own first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how are we going to do this? I always see all these solutions for the homeless problem, and I'm like, you know,
nothing put into place, though, that's making any difference.
Giving and giving and giving is not the answer. You know, training and getting those people back into those that want to get back into society, into mm-hmm. the workforce. That's the answer. A hand up, not a hand out.
Right.
You know, giving somebody $1 or $5 if you see them outside of a store. That's nice. You know what that does? That makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't do anything for that person other than for that moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
And which is fine if you want to do something nice. I'm not saying don't do something nice. Random acts of kindness, you know, make the world go around. There's no doubt about it. But the end result is you have to give a hand up, not a hand out.
Right.
And now you're giving a hand out to people that don't even haven't even gone through the process.
Right.
When you have people that have come to this country mm-hmm. that have gone through the process, yep. which is not an easy process. Mm-hmm. You know,
I mean, it's not a cheap one either.
Right. They've jumped through rings of fire because they want to be a part of this great country.
Right.
And you have people that aren't doing that or refuse to do that or won't do that and will just go back to wherever they're from and they'll still have health insurance in the state of California.
It's crazy.
Absolutely
it
amazing.
It is crazy.
You know, coming out of your pocket.
Yes.
Crazy, crazy.
So as just a quick before you move on, just to fix something that we just talked about a second ago, there is no longer a federal penalty for not having health insurance, but D.C., Massachusetts, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and California all will impose a state-level penalty
what?
To those who do not maintain health insurance and are not eligible for an exemption. And I haven't had a chance to dig far enough to tell you what that
okay.
exemption is.
Okay, I'm making an announcement right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm revoking my citizenship to the United States of America. So I no longer have to pay for my health insurance.
You have health insurance.
But I pay for it.
You do, yeah.
Okay, so but
he wants it free.
I want it free. I want to revoke my citizenship.
Imagine mm-hmm. this is how they get universal health care to pass, though.
I am now a no country man.
Is that what it is?
A no country man.
That's going to be my new country song.
It's actually a good country song.
It is a no country man.
And I ask Brad Paisley to sing my song.
I love Brad Paisley.
All right, second story.
Miss Banks from Mary Poppins has sadly passed. H2.
Johns also felt the love for her work as Mrs. Banks in the 1964 classic, Mary Poppins.
Well done, sister suffragette.
About a decade before Mary Poppins, she was featured in another Disney movie, The Sword and the Rose.
One of my favorite movies of all time is Mary Poppins.
Makes you happy, doesn't it?
It does. It's just a spoonful of sugar. Glynis Johns, she's a Tony Award-winning stage and screen star actress who played Miss Banks on Mary Poppins. She passed away, but she was 100 years old.
Yeah.
She lived an amazing life. She was in an assisted living facility in Los Angeles, and she passed away from natural causes.
How does Mary Poppins get into an assistant living facility and doesn't have like all the care in the world at her residence where she can pass in her bed?
Well, she wasn't,
well, she
Mary,
wasn't
Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
She was Miss Banks.
Julie Andrews.
I mean, she was still in the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Well, probably because her family wasn't able to take care of her, depending on whatever her issues were. I'm sure she was in a nice one. She was in L.A.
Yeah, but you're not thinking she's still getting like royalties like you would from even if Mary Poppins would have been a new movie in the mid-90s.
But she did other things outside of that. I don't think she was in a bad way financially.
She was beautiful when she was younger.
She was.
Gorgeous.
And she had a great singing voice, too.
That was the time of day like where the cinematography was kind of cartoonish.
Uh-huh.
Very, you know, the dawning of color.
Right.
You know, when they...
Like they were adding color after the fact.
Right. And it was just like the really bright, pastel-y type Easter Bunny colors, you know? All right, so I want to do something here next. I like to take care of my people. I like to take care of my crew. Y'all, my crew.
So what are you doing?
I've always wanted to be a part of a crew.
Yeah. Posse.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, there was something that was said by you, Nikki D, on this program. And Nelson took it upon himself, as the great executive producer he is, to replay it over and over again.
I have to have the meat.
A lot of feedback from the two peers on social media.
Mm-hmm.
They loved that drop.
Yes.
I had brought up the idea of, you know, that's a good piece. That's a good piece of sound. If I were a hamburger joint, I'd want to get that girl to endorse my product.
Yes.
So I thought I'd play with it last night a little bit and see how it would sound if, in fact, that were to come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got some examples.
Okay.
Of how it would sound if Nikki D were to endorse a hamburger joint.
So good. It's so good.
I still don't even know how Nelson heard that.
Sheesh. All right, we'll do that here in a minute. Hang on.